Over the weekend, residents of Newtown, Connecticut marked the first anniversary of the Sandy Hook school shootings. For them, there will always be a link between the tragedy and the holidays. This time of year is difficult for many who've lost loved ones, especially within the past year. WUWM spoke with grief therapy experts about what they've learned. It's common for people mourning a loved one to feel intense sorrow, but the pain can be acute during the holidays.
There's just so much emotion, and really the holidays are geared to spending time together with family, traditions, nostalgia, and they're just really tough to get through when you've lost somebody you love.
The Reverend Judy Holmes Jensen is a chaplain at Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare All Saints in Racine. She calls the holidays pain dates for people grieving.
Our memories are triggered by things like sounds and smells and sights. What is this holiday time without the Christmas songs or the smells of the things baking in the kitchen? You know, even the sights of lights and menorahs and Christmas trees.
Brookfield Counselor Marcia Williams says the season shines a spotlight on what most people wish they had,
which is that we be together with intact families, with warmth and love, and not have this empty place that just screams that there's something very, very wrong.
Williams says the agony causes some mourners to feel like hiding when everyone else seems to be celebrating. Yet she suggests those grieving attempt to see friends and family, even if briefly.
Oftentimes what happens with isolation is that without any interruption, the pain and the darkness just deepens.
While Williams urges those grieving not to cut themselves off, she also suggests they give themselves permission to let go of holiday traditions if they don't feel right this year. They can pick them up again next year if they wish. Aurora St. Luke's chaplain David Jerger says for some, though, next year might be harder.
Sometimes people are in so much shock and are so numb from the loss that the first holiday that they're facing with grief goes better, because sometimes they're going through the motions, and sometimes it's the second time around that they're more aware of how great the loss is and how big the change is.
There is help through support groups and counselors, and Jerger says friends and family can support those grieving by readily acknowledging the loss.
The problem is, oftentimes, those people that haven't experienced the loss of that loved one as directly don't feel they want to talk or raise the issue about the loved one, even though that person's presence and influence is still a part of that gathering.
Jerger says it's important to celebrate the departed loved one. Brookfield Counselor Marcia Williams assures her patients that eventually they'll reach a new normal, and it will include joy. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.